for Ed and for the preparation, for all the time that he's spent looking over the scriptures, deliberating with them, and listening to you as you inspire and open up a new depth of meaning. The Lord said, let those who have ears to hear, hear. And Lord, I pray that as Ed shares what you have laid on his heart, that we would come to understand more, that it would compel us into a deeper relationship, a deeper regard for you. Lord, we pray for your help and inspiration, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. How are we all this morning? Good singing? Just organise myself and... This morning we're going to carry on, and last week Peter said that we would use Abraham in the way that we know him. So we're going to carry on using his name in the full, the way that it's used in the New Testament. We're going to Abraham, because I know that I'll get mixed up if I keep trying to say Abraham. But we're all learning, aren't we? And I think that was one of the things that came through this morning. When the guys were practicing the unicycle, and I'm a little bit nervous this morning. And I'll tell you why, and it's a little tip for you, Josh, just so you can learn a little bit this morning. When you're leading and the preacher walks in and you shake hands, the thing that you don't say to them is, are you preaching on chapter 13? Because chapter 13 says this, and you told me we were going to be looking at this. So I'm a little bit nervous, because Josh obviously thinks something different to what I feel God's laid on my heart. But so I was a bit... I went away and I was like, really? But anyway, last week we learned about Abraham, who was a man who walked into the unknown, was the phrase that Peter used, with God in faith. It seems that Abraham was in a place that he was spiritually sensitive enough to hear God speaking. Sorry, I learnt something this morning. Josh says make sure you're in the middle a bit more. So, but Abraham was this amazing man. He was referred to often in the New Testament. I think Peter last week said over 100 times. And he's quite often he's used as this example of what it means that we are chosen because of faith. It's not anything that we can do. But the other thing that blows my mind, and sometimes we don't really just get this, I don't think, or I don't think I do, but Abraham, this man chosen by God, was learning from scratch what it meant to follow God. Just think, there was no Bible, there was no Jewish or Christian religion to guide, there was nothing really that we're aware of that actually would sort of help make understanding of a God speaking. But Abraham heard, he listened, and he acted. And that's what we're looking at this morning. He started this journey of learning to walk with and trust in God, and that is why he is an important example for us today. And I wonder this morning how we approach coming to church. What are our thoughts before we get here? What was our expectation? Did we have an expectation? Are we in a place like Abraham to be sensitive to God's voice? Or do we look at who's preaching and go, oh, it's Ed again? Or who's leading? Oh, I'm not going to like Josh's songs. But I was recently challenged myself by a book. Funnily enough, it was on learning how to preach. Now, I'm not at the end of it yet, so please just bear that in mind. But the question that struck me was not about preaching, but it was about listening. And this is what the question was. It says, am I an active listener? Do I participate in the service to be active in listening? And active, it sort of just puzzled me. I was like, oh, okay, what does that mean? And this is what I picked up from the role of the listener. You and me, when we come into church to listen to what God is trying to say. And it's funny how things come around, isn't it? Because Josh has just used a few words that I've got down here. Jesus calls us to be active listeners. In Mark chapter 4, 23 and 24, he says, if anyone has ears to hear, let them hear. Consider carefully what you hear. Jesus is saying, switch on, pay attention, wake up. This is important. In Mark 12, verse 30, Jesus says, hear, O Israel, and urges people to respond with hearts, with souls, with minds, and with strength. And this book that I was reading made the point that as a listener, we also have a responsibility when preaching happens. And it was a real book. I'm not making this up so that when you come at the end and go, I didn't really like your sermon, I can turn around and say, well, it's your problem, really. But it made the point that there are three active parts in a sermon. There's the preacher, there's the listener, and then there's God. And it went on to give four challenges, and I'll just summarise them. First challenge, are we in a place to be sensitive to God's voice? Do we prepare expectantly to hear God speak to us? Do we listen with all of our mind to willingly participate mentally into what God is trying to say? Do we try and understand? Do we see how it fits into life or what we're experiencing? Number three, do we listen with all of our heart and our soul, our inner self? Because God's word, it's more than an intellectual process. It's meant to speak deep into our heart. And number four, do we listen with all of our strength, resulting on us acting on God's word, letting it be transformational into our lives? And I know for me, quite often I'll rush into church. Perhaps the last minute, we live one of the closest, but we're quite often coming in late. And I've got my consumer head on, and I think that I can sit down and press a button and receive. And I think that's what I was being challenged about when I was reading this book. Abraham was a man of faith, an example of learning how to answer positively to the challenges of active listening. Listening to God. He heard God. He participated, he experienced God deep in his heart and started this journey of transformation. Peter last week was telling us how that journey started off in chapter 12. God chose Abraham, God speaks to him, and he promises to him that he will be this blessing to the world. Abraham is told to leave, and so he goes in chapter 12, verse 1. And by verse 4, he's off, going, simple as that. A nomadic existence, disappearing off into the desert, L plates on his camel, learning what it means to be actively listening to God. And we saw a great demonstration of learning this morning. We've even got the marks to remind us of that demonstration. But can you remember times yourself where, or perhaps your children, where you were learning, well, you won't remember learning to walk for the first time, but perhaps you learnt to ski recently, or you can remember them times where actually it wasn't that easy. You did fall over. We perhaps remember the aches, the pains, the bruises. But to progress, we realised that we had to get back up. To get better, Ali took 3 weeks of probably lots of bangs and bruises and sore. But we have to get ourselves back up and go again. And that is Abraham's story in the chapter that we're looking at this morning. Learning, resetting, and moving forward in faith. Because we see at the end of chapter 12 that he had left the land that God had promised him. Perhaps he'd just got a little bit lost of the big picture. He thought that he needed to scheme for himself, to stay alive, to find what was best for him. But chapter 13, we read that Abraham has come back into the promised land, back into full relationship with God. It's a coming back both physically, but also spiritually as well. Because it says in verses 3 and 4, it says, he comes back to where his tent had been earlier, and he had built an altar, and then he calls out to God. After his misadventure into Egypt, his slipping perhaps in his walk with God, he learnt too that he needed to reset himself and reconnect with God, to get back up, to learn to listen actively and to live in faith. Coming back into the promised land, though, doesn't mean that it was all plain sailing. Life is not simple, as Josh was just saying earlier. And he also faced a dilemma. They'd both done really well in Egypt materially, and they'd come back with a lot of wealth. But these two groups now, they couldn't live successfully side by side. Something needed to change. And it could be that Abraham decided he was going to scheme again, a bit like he did in Egypt. But it appears that Abraham is starting to learn about faith. He puts his seniority aside and he lets Lot choose. And in doing that, there was no comeback. There was no animosity. There was no, oh, you took the best. Abraham had become secure enough spiritually to leave it in God's hands and wait. And when we read, as Josh read out to us, in verse 10, it says that Lot looked around. And after looking, he decided for himself to take the best that he could see based on his values. Because in them times, great grazing, good water meant an easier life, meant more wealth. But even now in the text, we read that we see a hint of the impending doom that will fall on Lot and his clan because of where he chose to place his tent. But Abraham also looked, and he looked up to God. He waited on God. And it was then after waiting and looking up to God that he got his opportunity to look. And God said, okay, look now. Look around at all of this, because this is what I am giving to you. He reaffirmed the promise that he'd made in chapter 12. Through waiting and coming back to God, he got that affirmation of what the promise was. And this was what it said in verse 14. It said, the Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had parted from him, look around from where you are, to the north and to the south, to the east and to the west. All the land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. Go walk through the length and breadth of the land I am giving to you. This was confirmation to Abraham that it was right to trust God, to live not by sight like Lot, but now God says, go, be active, walk through it. You see, we don't learn well about trust, about walking with God, just by being told something. It's about putting our faith into practice, trusting that God is with us and is going to help us. Hudson Taylor, a famous missionary to China, said this, all God's giants have been weak men who did great things for God because they reckoned on God being with them. And there are many people in the Bible who went on to do great things for God that show us this pattern of living by faith, by learning in the little ways, not knowing what was round the corner. Just read Hebrews 11. All of them examples of us how to live lives of active faith. They listened to God, they delivered on action, they looked up first and trusted. David trusted God to fight lions. Then God said, go and fight a giant. Then God said, fight the nations around and become king. The disciples themselves learned in small steps what it meant to follow Christ physically, walking with him, learning by action. Just look at the life of Peter, the ups and downs that he went through. But the amazing thing is, when that time came, their journey of learning meant that they could tell the world of the blessing of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ was the ultimate blessing originally promised to Abraham all that time ago. Abraham was chosen to be a blessing, and the fulfillment of that blessing was Christ. Do you know that in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 we are told that we as the church and as individuals are chosen just like Abraham? Abraham was chosen to be a blessing, and the fulfillment of that blessing was Christ. We are told the same thing. This is what it says. It says, "For you are a chosen people, you are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he calls you out of the darkness and into his wonderful light." What an amazing privilege of being chosen. But with that being chosen, there comes a responsibility as well. And that responsibility is to carry on, to declare God's praises and carry on being a blessing to others. So I think this morning that we can't just turn up to church and say that was a nice service. But it means we have to come ready to be actively listening and participate with our heart, with our mind, with our soul, and then respond to go out learning to be faithful in activity. Motivated because God loved us and chose us. And life is not simple, we've said that. We don't get it right all the time. And perhaps we have to reset. We have to reconnect with God. Because we're not finished. We're still in the making. We've still got the capacity to learn, to mature, to think, to change and to grow. But we've also got the freedom to stagnate, to regress, to constrict, and to lose our way. And suppose, you know, what road will we take? Will we look up to God like Abraham and learn to wait on him, to rely on his promises that he won't leave us? Or will we look out first to everything around and be consumed with the things that distract? So in conclusion for this morning, we are called to be active listeners, to first look up and then to look out, to be a blessing to others by sharing Christ. Jesus Christ is the whole point of Abraham, is the whole point of the Bible. Everything does and must point to him. For it is through Christ that we receive God's grace and are set right with God. These are some words taken from Romans 4, verses 21 to 25, and I'm reading from the Message. And it's talking about how Abraham relates to us as well, the blessing and the promise. Abraham. So he plunged into the promise and came up strong, ready for God, sure that God would make good on what he had said. That's why it is said, Abraham was declared fit before God by trusting God to set him right. But it's not just about Abraham, it's also us. The same thing God said about us when we embrace and believe the one who brought Jesus to life. When the conditions were equally hopeless, the sacrifice Jesus made us fit for God, set us right with God. So as this morning, as we finish, we're going to listen to a song about faith. And we're going to use this time just to reflect perhaps on where we are with God and where we are with our faith. And to help, I've got a few questions just to challenge us, and take them on board and think about them if you would like. But these are what I came up with from chapter 13. Are we active listeners? Are we actively learning to walk in faith like Abraham? Are we living lives that show Christ and are a blessing to others? Or perhaps we're in a place that we need time just to reset, to reconnect with God. Or perhaps you're here perhaps for the first time and you're not sure about what all this is. Or perhaps it's that you think, I don't even know whether there is a God. Well, take this time to ask God to show you that he is real. Because as we learnt from Abraham, we don't need to know the Bible inside out. We don't need religion or tradition. We just need to be open to hearing God's voice. And we're gonna close now with this song. But if you would like to pray with someone, there'll be the prayer ministry team at the end. And feel free to come down and just take that opportunity. And just remember, if you are here for the first time, and that you're unsure whether there is a God, Carol was talking about Alpha, and that's an amazing opportunity just to come in and explore some of them questions that you may have. And we'll just listen to this song. Thank you.
I don't wanna get there at the end of it all. Looking behind me to see there was so much more. Take this pocket full of faith. It is all I have today. I'm giving it all.
As Ed has already said, if you want more, then there'll be folk here who are keen and eager to pray for you. We'll also have tea and coffee next door in the church hall. And we'll just finish now by saying the grace together, which is a good affirmation of unity together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forevermore. Amen. Tagged on together. I'm speaking in
tender whisper of the dead of night, and you tell me
on
that you're
Abraham's
pleased and that I'm
Hagar has
never
Ishmael. And Ishmael
you're
is the start
good,
of
good
Israel. It's where Muhammad is entering Ishmael.
It's who you are.
So,
it's who you are. And I'm loved by
to go your own way.
It's who I am.
Choose your own path.
It's who I am.
You will find happiness. But his
it's
love.
Who I am.
Of course I'm not going to say that.
Oh, and I
but look at the consequence of this.
Far and wide.
Hello, Amanda.
We're all searching for answers. Only you provide, cause you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who I am, because you are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us, you are perfect in all of your ways. I can hardly think as you call.